From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A bill that extends funding for the nation's highways and bridges for another 3 months is heading to the president's desk for his signature. The Senate passed the short-term extension this afternoon, and as NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the chamber took up the measure after the House showed little appetite for the Senate's longer-term legislation.
The three-month stopgap bill at least ensures the Highway Trust Fund won't run out of money after this Friday. That was the deadline looming over both chambers as they bickered for weeks over how best to fund the country's transportation infrastructure. The Senate also passed a longer-term measure that would have funded roads and bridges for 3 years. But House leaders repeatedly said they had no interest in taking up that proposal. And the House left for its August recess, passing only the three-month bill. Leaders in both chambers say they want to come up with a multi-year solution, and now they have until October 29th to come up with one. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. economy boasts a strong second quarter showing. The Commerce Department reports gross domestic product grew at a solid annual rate of 2.3% from April to June. The gain was led by a surge in consumer spending and a rebound in foreign trade. A judge is ordering Tom Brady's lawsuit against the NFL to be transferred from Minnesota to New York. The New England Patriots quarterback is challenging a four-game suspension penalty the league imposed on him, arguing he had nothing to do with underinflating footballs in the AFC Championship game. Before the first practice of training camp, head coach Bill Belichick seemed to deflect questions about Deflategate.
Trying to do the best I can to get our team prepared today, to have a good practice, to take another step forward in our preparation.
At practice, the quarterback and team owner received a warm reception from players and fans. However, there was also a plane flying ahead, towing a banner that read, "Cheaters, look up." The Central Asian country of Kazakhstan is hoping for an upset victory in its bid to host the 2022 Winter Olympics. Kazakhstan faces a formidable rival, China, but NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the Kazakhs have some natural advantages.
Kazakhstan's slogan for its Olympic bid is "Keeping It Real." That refers to the fact that the would-be host city for the 2022 Winter Games, Almaty, has real mountains and lots of real snow, whereas Beijing would have to rely heavily on man-made snow for the events. Kazakhstan also has lots of oil money, although its economy is currently in a slump because of low oil prices. Human rights groups complain that both nations have long records of human rights abuses, with autocratic governments that have cracked down on dissidents. The International Olympic Committee will announce its decision on Friday. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Almaty, Kazakhstan.
The Dow is up 4 points at 17,754. This is NPR. President Obama is setting a goal of creating the world's fastest supercomputer. NPR's Kat Chow reports Obama signed an executive order today with an ambitious vision for streamlining and supercharging how government agencies tackle complex problems.
To understand the goal of the National Strategic Computing Initiative, one has to get used to some unusual numbers. The White House says the project aims to build the first supercomputer that can operate at 1 exaflop per second. That's 1 quintillion calculations per second. The technology from the initiative will be used by government agencies, including NASA, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security. Industry experts say developing the technology isn't the only challenge here. The cost and the energy to run it will be extraordinary. China is currently home to the world's fastest supercomputer. That maxes out at a calculation speed of mere petaflops. Kat Chow, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. officials are now involved in the investigation of an American who killed one of Zimbabwe's oldest and most popular lions, known as Cecil. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says so far it has been unable to reach Walter Palmer, a dentist who has been keeping a low profile since the whole scandal erupted. He reportedly says he thought the hunt was legal. Two Zimbabwean men who guided the hunt have been arrested. While outrage builds in the United States, many in Zimbabwe are baffled. Residents are quoted saying Zimbabwe faces much more pressing issues, shortages in water, electricity, and surging unemployment. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.